Hi Sky, welcome. This walkthrough is built for you and BME LLC, from what you told us. And, you know, studies actually show that waiting just 30 minutes to reply to a lead, well, it just completely drops your chances of qualifying them.
Oh, absolutely. It falls off a cliff.
Right. But right now, based on your answers, you are hitting a 5-minute response standard. Manually, which is, I mean, that is practically a superpower in the marketing services space.
It really is. It's incredible. But today we're going to talk about why being the superhero of your own operation is actually, in a lot of ways, the biggest threat to your scale.
Yeah, it's that classic founder's trap, right?
Exactly. Just to frame where your operation stands today, based strictly on your answers, you're currently processing about 50 leads a month, and you're managing under $250,000 in annual revenue.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And maintaining that 5-minute response time by hand is, I mean, it's impressive, but it means you're completely chained to your inbox. You're the single point of failure.
Right. Which brings us to the mission for this conversation. We want to explore a customized 30-day path for your business that protects that really impressive speed while reclaiming the hours you currently spend on follow-ups, handoffs, and, you know, reporting.
And the big advantage here is that you're in a great spot to do this. From what you told us, you already use really powerful tools. You've got Go High Level, Asana, Slack.
Yeah, a really solid stack.
Exactly. And because you are just starting to build out your formal processes, you're in the perfect position to install AI as the process itself.
Instead of just like bolting it on later.
Right. You aren't trying to awkwardly staple new automation onto a broken system down the line. You get to build the foundation correctly right from day one.
So let's talk about that foundation. Because the very first thing that will break if you step away to, say, a client meeting, or if it's a Saturday, or if you're just asleep, is that response time.
Yeah. Speed vanishes the second you log off.
Exactly. So the logical first step is making sure your speed to lead becomes unconditional.
Yeah.
No matter what time it is.
And that is where the first of the 6 recommended agents comes in. We call it the Speed to Lead Response Agent. It connects directly to your Go High Level, your texts, your emails, to guarantee a professional 5-minute reply 24/7.
That's huge.
It really is. It keeps you entirely out of the critical path during nights and weekends.
But, you know, speed is really just the immediate band-aid, right? The structural issue is what happens after those first 5 minutes. So you replied instantly. Great.
Right. But most leads don't book immediately.
Exactly. They go quiet. And in marketing services, quiet leads are where revenue just quietly evaporates from your pipeline.
Which is exactly why that fast first response has to seamlessly trigger the second agent, the campaign follow-up and nurture agent.
Okay, tell me about this one.
So this agent ensures no lead goes quiet by automatically delivering 5 value first touches over 30 days.
Okay, wait, let's unpack this for a second because I've got a pushback here. How do we guarantee these automated follow-ups don't just annoy your potential clients? I mean, we've all been on the receiving end of a bad robotic drip campaign.
Oh, yeah. The ones that just make you want to block the sender immediately.
Exactly. It just feels so spammy. How does Sky avoid that?
It's a very fair concern. And it really comes down to the difference between a generic email blast and a smart nurture sequence. The secret here is constraints.
Yeah. Like limits.
Exactly. First, every single touch this agent sends is frequency capped.
Meaning what exactly in practice?
Meaning the system literally puts a strict mathematical limit on how many texts or emails go out in a given time window, say 38 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fully compliant. It ensures telecom carriers don't flag your number as spam and your prospect never feels hounded. And second, it features immediate hard stops.
Hard stops when they reply.
The exact millisecond a lead replies to a message or books a call, the entire sequence halts automatically.
That is so important.
Right. You never have that embarrassing moment where a client books a call and then they get an automated text an hour later asking them to book a call.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah.
But what about the tone? Like, how does it actually sound like Sky?
Well, it sounds like you because it's built from you. The agent is calibrated directly to your specific professional voice right from day one.
Based on your answers.
Based entirely on your answers and your existing message history. It literally analyzes the cadence, the vocabulary, and the structure of how you already speak.
So you aren't just blasting them with generic corporate speak. You are authentically nurturing them. I love that. But, and here is the catch that creates a completely new bottleneck, doesn't it?
How so?
Well, let's say the system works perfectly. The leads are nurtured, they're replying, they're converting. Suddenly, you have 20 leads texting you back at once, while your internal team is pinging you for approvals on Slack.
Oh, right. The communication channels just become a spattered, overwhelming mess.
Exactly. Getting the lead is only half the battle. Your internal operations quickly become the new ceiling for your growth.
Because you are constantly context switching between external client texts and internal Slack threads.
Which brings us to the third agent in this roadmap, the Slack and text triage agent. It acts as a triage layer, sitting right between those two very noisy streams.
I love this one.
It's like having an air traffic controller for your business who never sleeps, or a digital bouncer at the door of your focus.
That's a great way to put it.
Right. It checks the ID of every incoming message. If it's an urgent client fire, it lets it into your VIP room for immediate attention. But if it's a routine question, it just drafts a reply for you to approve.
And what if it's an action item?
If it's a task, it hands it a ticket and sends it directly to Asana. It automatically turns action items into tracked tasks with firm due dates, ensuring nothing slips between a text thread and a Slack channel.
It creates a single, clean source of truth. You're no longer digging through a text thread from 3 days ago trying to remember what you promised a client.
Which is such a relief.
Yeah.
And that digital bouncer clears the way for the fourth agent, the Asana Project Handoff Agent.
Yes. Because the gap between moving a deal to won in Go High Level and actually starting the work, that is a dangerous gray area.
That's where client relationships often wobble, right?
Yeah.
Because the onboarding feels sloppy.
Exactly. But with this agent, the moment you move a deal to won, it instantly generates a structured project brief, a kickoff checklist, and assigns task owners in Asana.
The momentum from the sale just carries directly into the fulfillment without you having to lift a finger to build the project board.
Wait, I have to challenge this though. Automatic project creation sounds fantastic in theory, but every single marketing client is different.
Right.
If the AI just spits out a generic boilerplate checklist, you're going to have to go into Asana and manually edit it anyway, which completely defeats the purpose of automating it in the first place. If it were just applying a static template, you'd be exactly right. But that's not how this agent operates. It dynamically parses context from the leads, form answers, and your entire conversation history in Go High Level.
Oh, wow. So it's actually reading the context of the deal.
Exactly. If a client mentioned during the sales process that they need SEO services but absolutely no Facebook ads, the AI recognizes that specific context.
So it builds a customized kickoff checklist specifically tailored for an SEO onboarding.
Right, skipping the ad setup entirely. Your process gets built automatically and, more importantly, correctly the exact same day a deal closes.
You don't have to manually build the onboarding architecture every single time you land a client. That makes a lot more sense. It's digesting the context, not just checking boxes.
Exactly.
So with those internal operations running smoothly, the focus shifts to the heavy lifting, the stuff that quietly caps how many clients a small marketing operation can handle.
You're talking about content creation and reporting.
Yeah, the actual deliverables. These are the hours that just relentlessly eat into your profit margins and your personal time.
Which brings us to agent number five, the campaign content production agent. This tackles the hours you spend writing campaigns.
How does it work?
It generates three ready-to-edit variants for emails, texts, and social posts, all matching the specific client's brand voice.
That's amazing.
It essentially gives you 80% completed drafts, so you're just reviewing and sharpening the copy rather than staring at a blank page trying to force inspiration.
And just getting past the blank page is a massive psychological hurdle. It turns writing from a creative burden into just like an editorial review.
Exactly. But the final piece of the puzzle, the weekly reporting and operations agent, this might be the most critical for your long-term client retention.
Oh, because it solves the classic Friday night reporting scramble.
Yes. Every single Monday, this agent pulls your week's numbers directly from Go High Level. It creates a one-page internal ops brief for you, plus plain English, client-ready reports that are saved straight to your Google Drive.
That saves a ton of time. But I have a major concern here. What if the data is missing? Or a tracking pixel fired wrong?
That's a huge issue, yeah.
Because AI has a terrible reputation for hallucinating, like basically confidently making things up when it doesn't know the actual answer. You can't send a client a report with fabricated campaign stats just because the AI wanted to fill in a blank.
You absolutely cannot. And that is a crucial detail here. That's exactly why we do not let the AI think about the numbers.
Okay, so how do you stop it?
Well, most AI hallucinates because it's built as a predictive language model, right? It just wants to guess the next likely word. But we constrain this specific agent by using a deterministic script for the data pull.
So you're putting rigid guardrails on it.
Precisely. We essentially put blinders on the AI so it's only allowed to format the data and never analyze or predict it.
Okay.
It is strictly instructed that if a specific metric is missing or broken, it simply notes not tracked yet.
Oh, that's smart.
It will never invent numbers. That structural constraint ensures you have complete, absolute trust in the metrics before a client ever sees them.
Okay, deterministic guardrails. That provides real peace of mind. So, having walked through all six of these agents, from speed to lead to triage, all the way to weekly reporting, let's talk about the real-world impact.
The ROI picture.
Yeah. What does this actually mean for your time and your revenue?
The math here is really compelling when you look at your specific operation.
Right. Based on the interactive ROI calculations generated from your answers, implementing these agents frees up an estimated 312 admin hours per year for your team.
Wow.
312 hours. That's nearly 40 full workdays just handed back to your operation.
That's incredible.
But even better than the time saved, by increasing your lead conversion and response consistency, your business is projected to see a monthly revenue lift of over $1,800.
And, the real beauty of the stack, the strategic advantage of this entire roadmap is how it's actually implemented.
Because it requires zero platform migration.
None. Zero migration friction. These agents slot perfectly on top of the exact tool stack you already use. Go high level, Slack, Asana, and Google Drive.
So there's no custom R&D distraction.
Exactly. You don't have to pause your business to learn new software. It is just immediate leverage on what you have already built.
It doesn't disrupt what you're doing. It fundamentally upgrades how you do it. Removing the human bottleneck from the routine processes actually allows you to inject more real humanity, more strategic thinking into the actual client work itself.
It's been such a pleasure exploring this roadmap with you. Remember, the goal of this automation isn't to replace your expertise, but to make sure your growth never has to wait on it.
Beautifully said. Sky, thank you so much for listening to this walkthrough. The next step from here is for you to open the written playbook and complete the 2-minute qualifier page to confirm this is the exact right fit for your operation. Thanks again, take care, and talk soon.